Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. And welcome to Nature Mystic with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy encore presentations of topics covered by Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox from her previous podcasts, Circle Craft Studies and Nature Folk. In tonight's encore presentation, Selena reflected on contributions of contemporary paganism, goddess spirituality, and ecofeminism in the quest for equal rights for women in the U.S. and worldwide. And this encore is from 2014.
Welcome to Circle Craft Study with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and tonight we have a special show on goddess spirituality and women's equality. This is Women's Equality Day, which marks the anniversary of women finally getting the right to vote in the United States of America on August 26, 1920. This is a day to celebrate that advancement. It is a day to celebrate other positive things that have happened since that time to bring about gender equality. But it's also a time to take a look at ways that the quest for equality can be energized for success, not only in the United States, but around the world. Tonight, we're going to celebrate as well as explore women's equality through the realm of goddess magic and goddess spirituality. And to start out, I invite you to join in with me in calling to the divine as the great goddess. The great goddess is above us. The goddess is below us. The goddess is before us. The goddess is behind us. The goddess is within us. The goddess is around us. The goddess radiates from us. The goddess guides us. So mote it be. Goddess spirituality and goddess magic is as old as humankind. Going back to the Stone Age, how do we know that? There are artifacts that have their roots in the ancient past. One of the most famous of these goddess-like artifacts, it's only about 4 inches tall, and it was found in a cave in Austria. It was originally called the Venus of Willendorf because it was found near Willendorf, Austria. Some people call this image the Willendorf goddess rather than using Venus as some kind of generic name for a divine feminine figure. others call that image a representation of the earth as the goddess Mother Earth. Not only has that image and other images that date back thousands of years been looked at by scientists and historians, archaeologists, art historians, religious scholars, and other researchers. These old images are being reproduced today and have found their way onto personal and group altars and shrines, bringing a link between the here and now and the ancient human past. There are many viewpoints about ancient goddess spirituality, and some of those viewpoints complement each other, and some are quite different. One thing we can say is that goddess imagery has been on planet Earth across cultures, in different parts of the world, in different religious forms, for thousands of years. And there are those today who are working with those ancient forms and forms that have come later to not only deepen one's connection with spiritual realms, but to aid the quest for women and men being equal in the world. Goddess images come in many shapes and sizes of different materials and in different media. Imagery is not only part of the art world and spiritual practice world, but part of psychological imaginings and connections through dreams, through songs, plays, movies, writings, the arts. Over the last several decades, beginning in the 1960s, in particular, as what's known today as second wave feminism started emerging in the United States and other parts of the world, there was a re-evaluating of the status of women, of roles that women play and have access to across different parts of society. A re-envisioning of the world, the developing of groups, social change movements, viewpoints, writings that inspired humankind to shift towards moving to creating societies where there is equal opportunities for girls and boys, for men and women. As someone who was coming of age into adulthood as second wave feminism started emerging, for me, it was important as I joined not only with other women, but with men, to start working for a more peaceful world with more freedom and justice and equality for all. That we not only look at having equal treatment for women and men, equal rights in society, but that it was essential that we honored the divine not just as a father god, not just in male divine forms, but that there'd be an honoring of the divine in female forms as well. And so, as feminism emerged in the United States and other parts of the world in some new ways, part of that emergence was going beyond political change and looking at religious change. A movement known as women's spirituality started taking form within feminism. Not only did pagan women connect with goddess images from the pagan past, women from many different faith traditions and philosophies joined together to connect with the divine in female forms that went across religions and cultures. The idea of connecting with the divine as goddess started gathering momentum. Songs and chants were created. Rituals were created for individuals, small groups, large groups. Artwork was created. There was a great flowering of attention, creation, honoring, and support of the great goddess, all-encompassing goddess, but also as the goddess, as multifaceted goddess, the goddess in many forms. Many women looked at goddess forms from their ethnic ancestors. Some women connected with goddess forms linked in with the place in the world in which they were living and working and creating. Some women looked at goddess forms from the particular religious traditions that they were part of. So certainly within paganism, there's been goddess dimensions to paganism since its earliest times, going back to those most ancient of times. But for women of Abrahamic religions, Judaism, Islam, and the different branches of Christianity, there is a need to journey back within each of those traditions define faces and forms and sacred names and stories of the divine feminine. For Jewish women, connecting with Asherah, with Shekinah. For Muslim women, a lot. For Christian women, Sophia and Mary. In those traditions and in other traditions, traditions from other parts of the world, the divine feminine names, traditions, symbology were given greater emphasis. In the 1970s, I was part of a number of different women's spirituality groups. Women worked together in hopes of having equal rights in American society. And as part of our work together, we also called on the goddess. So for many women, goddess spirituality was an outgrowth of politics and political activism. But I also encountered women who really celebrated sisterhood and saw the goddess is inherent within the sisterhood that was activated during spiritual times together. Indeed, in some cases, women and men would take part in political demonstrations working with some goddess images to get a political message across. Certainly an image that I worked with a lot as I was on the front lines for reproductive freedom for women. The right to choose to use birth control, the right to be able to have access to abortion as a choice. I called on the goddess Lady Liberty, originally known as Libertas, the ancient Roman goddess of freedom. And in other cases, especially involving the court system, in working for equal rights in that way, calling on Lady Justice, a form in society that has root amongst ancient Roman paganism. There was a convergence of ecofeminism, feminism rooted in environmental activism and imagery, with contemporary paganism and the quest for a better society where women and men had equal opportunities in the realm of employment and education and political aspirations in the whole realm of life. In 1988, Margot Adler and I were selected as priestesses from goddess spirituality traditions and paganism to be present at the World Council of Churches' first International Interfaith Dialogue Conference with women. And there were several dozen women from countries around the world. speaking different languages, most having some command of English, having different ethnicities, cultures, as well as languages and nationalities, and different religions. And we gathered at Victoria University in Toronto, in Ontario, Canada, for almost a week in 1988. One of the things that we did during the conference was share from our various traditions. This was a powerful convergence of women dedicated to working together to have a world with equal opportunity for women, and dedicated to interfaith dialogue, understanding, and collaboration across diverse paths and places. For many of the women, Margot and I were the first people they ever encountered that were connected with goddess traditions with roots in ancient Europe and the Mediterranean. Both Margot and I were very involved in feminist work, and that went hand in hand with our paganism and our goddess spirituality and magic. Some of the things that brought all of us women together: shared goals for improving the status of women, music, a sense of sisterhood, and many wonderful things happened at the conference. But whenever one converges diversity, there is not always an easy fit as that happens. In particular, some of the women who were monotheistic were concerned about the polytheism that is so prevalent in many forms of goddess spirituality. But I'm happy to report that by the end of the conference, there was more understanding about that, and friendships formed between me and Margot and the more strict monotheists that were present at the conference. I do think joining in song with each other helped. I do think each of us praying to the divine in our own ways and respecting each other in doing so helped. That's an example of one convergence of goddess spirituality and the quest for women's equality. And there have been many others, not only that I've taken part in, but people have taken part in many, many places. There have been women's conferences and publications and other ways of sharing. Contemporary paganism and women's spirituality, goddess spirituality, I see are all rivers flowing into a much larger river that represents more freedom, a celebration of diversity, a return to some basic ways of humans being in good relation with the planet and the biosphere. And I do think it's important to not only look at some of that history in the recent past and remembering the ancient roots of goddess spirituality, but really taking a look as well at goddess magic today and possibilities for the future. One of the things that has emerged with the growth of goddess worship across many different traditions has been the growth in having goddess images available to decorate homes and centers and altars, the sharing of goddess stories, of goddess lore from the past, the reinterpretation of goddess imagery and folklore, and in some cases, the rewriting of some old goddess lore into contemporary forms. People are creating goddess chants, spoken and sung, goddess songs. There are goddess centers. There are goddess networks. There are encyclopedias listing goddesses. And in the present, when so many religions have given precedent, emphasis, dominance to male forms of the divine, it is a much needed thing for the world today of human life to have people who are focusing on the goddess as a whole and in different forms, as well as developing spiritual forms in which there is equality between goddess and God. Wiccan spirituality, in many of the forms that it takes, usually emphasizes a divine couple. There are forms of the Wiccan religion that focus more or exclusively on goddesses, and some that actually are more God-oriented. But not only Wiccan traditions, but across other pagan forms, having goddesses as part of the pantheon, be it goddess-god configuration or a pantheon with a variety of gods and goddesses, you will see that goddess worship in that pagan context is clearly alive and well, not only in the United States, but paganism is now a major branch of world religion. Contemporary paganism, as well as forms of nature religion that are rooted in old paganism. And you will find pagans in more than 200 countries around the planet. What are some ways of incorporating goddess magic into the quest for women's equality in contemporary times and in the future? I think aligning oneself be we male or female, with a goddess strong, and that is about balance, equality, change, healing. One or more of those attributes can be a very powerful thing. In looking at women's equality today and a number of the articles that have been written in the blogosphere and mainstream media sites, opinion pieces, some things have been mentioned, not only the successes that have happened over the last 100 or so years in the United States and other places, but really taking a look at what more needs to be done for women's equality. And clearly looking at the realm of employment and workplace, there is still inequality regarding pay for women. Back in the 1970s, and since then, a motto has been equal pay for equal work, a slogan that I saw many a sign in demonstrations for women's equality over the years. In many places, including the UK and the USA, women are still only earning about 75% of men who are colleagues. So what can we do in terms of goddess magic to help support political, economic, and social justice work? Certainly working with Lady Justice, with her scales, having those scales be balanced, calling on her to help with efforts to bring about change in society is something that can be done. Another thing that's an issue impacting women as well as humans of all gender has to do with taking a look at who is in political power in society. Certainly more women are involved in politics in the 21st century than in recent centuries. But there is still a big imbalance in the United States, in the UK, and in other countries with representation in legislative bodies, in administration, and in judicial systems. We not only need more women to get involved in politics, we need more people, male and female, as political leaders that see value in gender equality and that are seeking to work for this. One of the goddess forms that I work with a lot when it comes to political activity is Libertas, Lady Freedom, Lady Liberty. And some of the images that I use for work that I do in the United States, and because these goddesses have some multicultural dimensions to them, sometimes use forms of these images elsewhere, is to call on Libertas in the form of Lady Liberty. She has become a symbol of the United States of America, and she is based on the ancient Roman goddess Libertas, and she truly has gone international. Many people have not only been familiar with her image in pop culture dimensions, movies and comics and books and posters, but Lady Liberty has been put up in the public square, liberty in different forms, in a variety of countries around the world. On top, the U.S. Capitol building is a form of Libertas. Some call her Columbia. Her actual name is the Statue of Freedom. And like Lady Liberty, she has flowing classical Greco-Roman dress. But she is uniquely American in that she has a feathered headdress. And there are people in Washington, D.C., and other parts of the U.S., and other parts of the world that call on Columbia, that call on freedom as part of their personal and group ceremonies. And there are a variety of different goddess images that decorate the public square, variety of different goddess forms that you'll find atop Capitol buildings, on murals inside them, statuary in different cities. In addition to Lady Liberty, Freedom, Lady Justice, Ceres, who gives her name to cereal, a goddess of plenty, a goddess of agriculture, is another form. And sometimes the muses from ancient Greece are depicted. And the goddess Athena and or Minerva, the Roman equivalent, the goddess of wisdom, shows up in public art in many parts of the U.S. and other parts of the world. And that leads me to another aspect of the quest for women's equality, and that has to do with education. That women, girls, should be able to have equal access to education. We know in some parts of the world there are attempts to keep women from being educated. And there have been girls and women attacked because they chose to go to school and get educated. We can call on Athena to help in the quest for equality and education. Athena not only is the goddess of wisdom, but she is a warrior goddess. And another warrior goddess is Artemis, also rooted in ancient Greece, and Diana, rooted in ancient Rome. Artemis and Diana were linked with women's mysteries in the ancient past. And there are, within contemporary paganism, some all-women's groups that call themselves Dianic, or Women of Artemis, coming from traditions of having all women enclaves. A really powerful way of working with Diana and Artemis is to protect young women and to protect all women. Another problem in the world today that needs to be solved in the quest for women's equality is the stoppage of sexual slavery and exploitation, to stop sex trafficking, to give women and girls freedom to be with who they seek to be with in marriage, in romantic relationships. There's a need to call attention on what has happened in many parts of the world, in many cultures, where women are not seen as full human beings, but as property and under the control of men and others in society systems. So calling on Diana, calling on Artemis, can be powerful ways of helping to bring about change in that area. Another problem that needs to be solved in the quest for women's equality is that of stopping rape and sexual violence. In India, in recent years, a powerful campaign has been done to help call public attention to the need to stop sexual violence, stop domestic violence. Images of goddesses such as Saraswati, revered in India and its large Hindu population, have started appearing in the form of posters and on the internet and videos in which Hindu goddesses are shown with wounds, black eyes, other parts of their body being harmed. In images, these wounded goddess imagery has been part of a nationwide and worldwide campaign to call attention to the violence against women and to energize efforts to stop it. In closing, I invite all who are listening to reflect on ways of working with the goddess as the all goddess, inclusive of many different goddess forms, as well as particular goddesses, not only to enhance one's personal life and the life of other loved ones, but to do goddess magic to work for a better world, to have more freedom, equality, and justice. What are some things that you can do have an altar in your home and put on the altar an image of a goddess that you feel attuned to, that you can call on to bring about equality. Another thing that you can do is to talk with others about goddess imagery and lore and ways of being, not to convert, but to share information that the divine has goddess forms and that millions of people in the world today honor one or more goddesses as part of their spiritual practice. I think it's important as well to connect with a particular goddess that has a universal dimension, Mother Earth. Taking some time on a daily basis, or perhaps on a monthly basis at the new or full moon, or at a seasonal holiday, to make quality time to connect with that sacred dimension, that guardian, that essence of planet Earth, our home. To honor Mother Earth, to listen to Mother Earth, to get inspiration from Mother Earth, not only to live in better relation with Mother Earth yourself, but to have that guidance as you work for a better world. In closing, we give thanks to the great goddess as one. We give thanks to the great goddess in her many forms, including forms that we have talked about tonight. Libertas, goddess of freedom. Lady Justice, goddess of justice. Ceres, goddess of plenty. Athena, goddess of wisdom. Diana and Artemis, protectress, goddesses of the moon. Venus, goddess of beauty and love. Goddesses from other cultures, Isis from Egypt, Freya from the heathen realm, Kuan Yin, goddess of compassion, Ishel, ancient Maya, Mother Earth from around the world. Goddesses named and goddesses of other forms, we give thanks to you and honor you. Great goddess and goddesses, be with us, be in us. Be in our daily lives. Guide us in our personal practice of spiritual work. Guide us in our spirituality and our work for others and for planet Earth and the community of life here and beyond. May the goddess magic be alive and well within our own lives, the lives of others attuned to goddess spirituality, and to those who are yet to come. Continue to watch over us, protect us, guide us, teach us, heal us, empower us, energize us, inspire us now and in the times to come. So mote it be.
He is a young African-American male. By the time he hits draft age, he might be dead or live in jail. And he found his life of crime when they said no child left behind. He's an American too. She is 90 with dementia all alone. Well, her family couldn't take it, so they put her in that home. And now she withers down to bones. At night she gently moans. She's an American too. She is a young Hmong refugee. She's four with a child. If her daddy finds out, he will go insanely wild. They say they understand her plight, call themselves the Christian right. She's an American too. And all they wanted was to be free. But greenback dollars can't buy you dignity. Black gold and icebergs separate us from them. Time to rewrite the masterpiece. It is
red, his
Iris, Redskins, Alabaster, and our moon. I'm a spiritual shaman, and my lover is a Jew. And we're fierce, and we're proud, and we serve our sons of love. We are Americans too. There was a time they would have torched me without care.
Joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming, connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings. And thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by